beginning at verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
All right.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
All right, now.
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
All right.
So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
All right.
Now drop down, if we will, to verse 17. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able. Somebody just shout able.
Able.
God was able to raise him up, even from the dead. From which also he received him in a figure. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for the songs of praise. We thank you for the dance of rejoicing. Thank you for the shouts of victory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for each one now that is under the sound of my voice. So it is to you I look for clear thoughts and clear understanding, that I might touch every heart with your word today. Allowing your word to settle within our hearts, shaping us, making us, molding us into all that you have us to be. So that after the teaching and preaching of your word, we will all become doers of your word. This I ask in the name of Jesus, and the people of God will say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We thank God again for the service today, and again for each one of you in attendance. Again, family, thank you so much for your giving, amen, gifts, presentations. Thank you. They are certainly highly appreciated. Amen. We thank God for them. Now, today, considering these verses, we want to share with you today very perhaps plain thought, but we hope it to be a powerful thought in that it will encourage you. Amen. As I said a moment ago in our praise service, I know God gave me the spirit of exhortation.
All right.
Amen. I know he gave me that.
Amen.
I have to exercise. I can't sit on it.
All right now.
I have to exercise what he gave me.
Thank you, God.
Amen. So, exhortation is encouraging.
That's right.
Lifting up.
Yes.
Amen. Now I don't know what each one of us went through this week.
All right.
I know some of us, I know the things that some of us went through.
All right. Come on, man. Preach.
Everybody went through.
All right. I like
but see, the Lord knows.
Amen. Praise God.
What everybody went through.
All right, man.
Amen.
Like that.
And he knows that when we come to the house of prayer, we sometimes need to be lifted up.
That's right.
Amen. It was rough for some of us last week.
Yes.
Glory to God. Some of us laid awake at night.
Yes.
And see, I told y'all about that because God gave me the gift of sleep. I don't lay awake at night.
All right, man.
I love you. Pray for you when I woke.
All right.
Pray for you when I wake up.
All
but
right.
God lets me go to sleep.
Amen.
And I thank
Amen.
God for that.
Amen.
Amen. But somebody here couldn't rest. Yes. Amen. But God can give you that gift.
Yes.
God can give you that gift. Amen. Yes. Or the ability, whichever one you want to call it, to sleep. No matter what's going on in your life, you deal with it while you're awake, but when you lay down in your bed, go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
That's what it's for.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. And so I come to encourage you today, amen, with this subject, faith in a faithful God.
Yes. Great.
Faith in a faithful God. And as you notice, we drop down here in the book of Hebrews to little writing about Abraham, because this chapter lists a number of people that accomplished things by faith.
Yes.
Amen. You read a number of these verses, and a number of these verses begin with by faith.
Amen.
By faith. Amen. So it is even called, some call it the faith chapter, some call it the heroes of faith, because it lists a number of people that accomplish things, men and women, that accomplish things by faith.
Amen.
Amen. And the very first few verses here that we shared, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Faith is not a blind walk with the Lord.
All right.
Amen. It's not a haphazard experiment, but faith in God comes from a relationship with Him.
All right.
Amen. And a relationship with the Lord entails times of meditation, times of prayer,
all
times
right.
of studying
preach,
His Word.
Preach, John.
Amen. This is how our relationship is built with the Lord. It's
That's
not built
right.
Simply by showing up once or twice a week at the local church.
All right.
Now,
come
great.
On, preach.
I'm not knocking that because you all know I ask you to come to church. When is church time? Come.
All
but
right.
that alone does not build and solidify
preach.
Our relationship.
That's
that relationship
right,
must amen. Entail, once again, meditation, reading the Word of God, time of prayer, amen, assembling with our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
This is how we, amen, build our relationship with
That's
God.
That's right.
When we build our relationship with God, then we learn to have faith in Him.
All right.
Amen. We learn to have faith in God. Him.
Yes.
Now, one of the things I want you to notice in this chapter, Hebrews 11, that these individuals were doing things and were involved in things concerning God.
All right.
They were not just about personal accomplishments.
That's right.
And sometimes this is where we get off at because we're just seeking God for our personal
That's
thing.
Right.
We just want God to do for us something personal.
I like that, man.
Amen. We're not into kingdom work. Right. We just believe in God that He's going to help us in something that is personal.
All right.
But when you look at this chapter, amen, you will discover, you read the events about these individuals, the story behind, amen, their name being mentioned here in the 11th chapter, you will find out that they were involved in kingdom work or godly things.
All right.
Godly things.
Great.
This should be our aim.
Yes.
Once again, not just to have personal favors from the Lord.
All right.
But to, amen, put ourselves in a position to be used by God.
All right.
And God has any number of ways to use us.
Yes.
Everybody's not going to be a preacher.
All right.
Everybody's not going to be a singer.
All right.
But God has so many more ways.
Amen.
Amen. So many more ways. Glory to God. Sometimes these are the most visible, and sometimes we get mesmerized because these are the ones that basically we see on Sunday. But you know what? I thank God for the prayer warriors.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I thank God for those that are stealing away. Hallelujah. Amen. During the week, praying for the church, praying for the pastor. I don't know who all of you are, but I believe there are some, amen, that their goal and their mission is, I'm praying for my church. I'm praying for my pastor.
Yes.
And sometimes they're never seen
yes.
by us. But God knows.
Yes.
God knows.
Yes.
And He is the ultimate rewarder.
Yes.
Can you tell the Lord thank you?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So it says here in verse 2, for by it, by faith, the elders, and we believe that they are referencing many of the ones that are in this chapter or the Old Testament patriarchs and matriarchs, amen, that they obtained a good report because it was by faith.
That's right.
They believed God.
Preach.
Amen. By faith. Now, here is where the writer gives us, amen, a little idea about faith. It says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. This is through faith. We were not there when the Lord stepped out on nothing and said, let there be light. We were not there.
All right.
But through faith, we believe it happened.
All right.
It says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
All right.
Now, I always kind of like to use this illustration every time. You know, that the oak tree that we see outside, the first oak tree didn't come from the seed of an oak tree.
That's right. Come on, preach, God.
Amen. God created everything in the beginning simply by speaking it.
Yes.
And so through our faith, this is how we believe. If we were not there, our great-great-great-grandfather was not there.
All right, preach.
We don't know anybody that knew anybody that was there.
All right, that's right.
But by faith.
By faith.
By faith, we believe that God stepped out and said, let there be light. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Sun hang. Moon hang. Stars come.
All right.
Huh? Fish swim in the water.
Right.
Birds fly in the sky. We believe that that took place by faith.
Yes.
Amen. So faith is working in our life.
Yes.
And sometimes we may not always realize the extent to which faith is working, but many of us exhibit faith when we go on our jobs.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
We don't see the payroll.
No, we don't.
We don't know how much money the company has in the bank.
All right.
But we believe because they said on Thursday you will get paid. On Friday you will get paid.
All right.
Huh?
That's right.
Thank God for Social Security.
All right.
They tell me a certain day of the month it'll be in the bank. I believe it.
All right.
I don't call them up and say, is it coming? No, I just believe it because they said it.
All right.
So we all exhibit faith. We go to work and we work hard because we believe that on payday we're going to be compensated for what we did.
Yes.
That is faith.
Yes, it is.
That's faith in that. But I want to talk today about faith in a faithful God.
All right.
Hallelujah. One that is even more faithful than individuals can be.
All right.
Amen. Now, these first three verses, and then we drop down to verse 17. Because as I said, Abraham is our character of study for today.
All right.
Amen. And we may look at a number of verses back in the book of Genesis, and I certainly will alert you when that time comes. But, amen, beginning at verse 17, well, if we look at verse 6, because I had verse 6 in my notes, and then the Sunday school teacher got up and said that God, amen, accepts all that seeks him. And I said, now, she didn't see my notes. But Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, what? Must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder to all them. That's what the teacher said in the Sunday school lesson. He accepts all that seek him. Hebrews 11 and 6 said, all that seek him, and it has the word in there, diligently. Diligently means honestly and energetically.
All right.
Glory to God. We're seeking God with energy. We're seeking him honestly. We're seeking him, amen, earnestly. Glory to God.
All right.
So when we apply these principles, then we begin to experience the power of God in our life.
Yes.
Amen. And so having said that, now let's look at these three verses here. And I think there's maybe about three or four more that sums up the activity of Abraham. But if we go back to Genesis, it gives in more detail the things about Abraham.
Yes.
So let's look back there for a moment. Amen. And we can go back to Genesis. Let's see what chapter I want you to go to. Genesis 20, 22, I believe. Might be 21. Let me check 21. Yes, let's look at 21. Genesis 21. And we're going to look at a few verses in 21. And then we're going to slip over to 22 and look at a few verses. Amen. Genesis 21, 1 and 2. It says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. Once again, God had made this promise to Abraham and Sarah that they would bear a child.
Amen. All right.
Amen. It had not come to fruition. And Sarah was now 90 years old.
Yes.
Abraham was now 100 years old. They had given up. God is not going to come through. But if God spoke it, he can bring it to pass.
Yes.
The word said the Lord visited Sarah. That means, amen, he fulfilled his promise. Amen. As he said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken. Now, we all know the story, how that Abraham and Sarah, they got in a hurry. Amen. And they didn't believe that things were going to work out like God said.
All right.
Amen. They were beginning to age. And at about age, age 86, amen, Abraham was encouraged by his wife to go in to another woman by the name of Hagar.
That's right.
Abraham was 86 at that time. Sarah was 76. And so Hagar had this child by the, and they named the child Ishmael.
That's right. Preach.
Now, amen, it seemed like everything was going along pretty good.
All right.
We've helped God out. He missed it a little bit. So we helped him out now. We recovered for it. So he still looks good.
Preach now.
I'm being a little facetious right now.
Amen.
But God speaks up and God says, No, this is not the seed through which you're gonna be blessed.
Right.
I told you, Abraham, it was between you and Sarah.
All right.
But they are continuing to age. And so when we pick it up right here, amen, in Genesis 21, it says then the Lord visited Sarah and did what he said he was going to do.
That's right.
In other words, he caused her to be able to conceive.
That's right.
Amen. At 90 years old.
All right.
She was able to conceive.
That's right.
At 100 years old, amen, Abraham was able, amen, to supply what needed to be done
all
at that time. Somebody tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, here is some chaos.
All right.
That Abraham had to deal with.
All right.
He had to deal with some chaos.
That's right.
In his home.
That's right.
Because when Isaac was born, amen, the Bible says after he was weaned several years,
that's right.
Sarah was looking one day, and Ishmael was teasing Isaac.
That's right.
The Bible says mock him. So it means he was threatening, he was teasing.
That's right.
And we don't know what he was doing, but he was teasing him.
All
and
right.
The word said that Sarah looked out and saw that, and she told Abraham, says, Hagar and Ishmael got to go.
That's what she said.
Because my son, he's not going to share the inheritance with anybody.
All right.
Now, all of this, well, you know, this is how God works. God is able, amen, to bring glory to God, amen, glory out of what seems like confusion.
Yeah, that's it. Preach.
God can do it.
Yeah.
Amen. So the word says that Hagar, amen, Abraham, Sarah, I'll get it right in a moment. Sarah tells Abraham, Hagar and Ishmael got to go.
All right.
Now, here is the dilemma, and I looked at that early this morning. I was meditating on it. And I said, here's something here. Here's something here. God was silent at one time, and he speaks up at another time.
All right.
The time he was silent is when Sarah said to Abraham, I'm not going to be able to have a child.
All right.
You go in with Hagar. We don't have recorded where God says anything. God
all right.
was silent.
Come on now.
That's right.
Come on.
That's
preach.
Right.
God didn't say nothing.
All right.
Huh?
That's right.
God didn't say a word.
No, he didn't.
And Abraham thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Hmm? So he goes in, he lays with her, and Ishmael is born. Now, through the process of time, when Sarah issues the statement that they got to go, the Bible says Abraham was grieved.
All right.
And he didn't want to do it because it was his son.
All right, preach.
It was his son.
Preach.
It was by the handmaid, but it was his son.
That's right, preach.
And he had that fatherly love.
That preach.
He didn't want to do it, but listen, God speaks up.
All right.
Did you get that? Yeah. He was silent over here, but now God speaks up. Amen. And God said, Abraham, do what she said.
All right. Great God Almighty.
Oh, my goodness. Man, I couldn't believe that. What's wrong, Cynthia?
Oh, yes.
Amen. I couldn't believe that. When I was reading that, I said, God was silent over here.
That's right.
And I said, sometime in our life, look like God is silent.
Yes.
Amen. We ain't been listening. Yeah. Look like God ain't saying nothing.
All right.
You know what I think he's saying? Yeah. Wait a minute. If he ain't heard me say nothing, I ain't said nothing.
All right.
Wait till I do say something.
All right.
But see, Abraham and Sarah, they couldn't wait on God early. So when the suggestion was made, they agreed it's a good thing to do.
That's right.
But now God is getting ready to fulfill his plan.
All right.
God is getting ready to bring to pass all that he said he was going to do.
All right.
I don't know whether you have come to believe it or not, but amen, I've come to realize that whatever God says,
he do it.
Hallelujah. He has the power. Yes. He has the authority. Amen. He has the might to bring it to pass in his own time.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible says that, amen, he puts out Hagar and Ishmael. Glory to God. He puts his son out, puts the handmaid out, and that's another story.
All right now.
Him from now on. Thank you back.
We went out in this one. Amen. We will disregard Hagar and Ishmael from now on. Amen. And so this is where we come in to faith in a faithful God.
All right.
It's because now Isaac is the promised child.
All right.
Huh? Isaac is the promised child.
All right.
And God tells him to take Isaac and offer him up.
All right.
As a sacrifice.
That's what he said.
Offer him up. Kill him.
All right.
Take him up on a mountain.
Yeah, all right.
That I'll show you.
That's what he said.
I'm not going to even tell you where it is until you get to move.
Yeah.
My God, that's for somebody right there. You want to hear from God? Get to moving.
All right.
Huh? And you're sitting back crossed up, saying, God ain't speaking. No, I ain't speaking. You ain't moving.
All right.
Get up and move.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, he tells Abraham to go, and I'll tell you at the right place and the right time to offer your son up for a sacrifice.
Right.
Now, amen, once again, you have to believe that some things are going on in the home.
Yeah.
Because we told you a moment ago how, amen, passionate Sarah was about her son Isaac. But now God has told Abraham to take him up on a mountain and offer him for a sacrifice.
All right, man.
Glory to God. The Bible says that he gets his son, that he gets two of his servants, and they load up some of the animals, and they proceed to where God is going to show them.
Yeah. All right.
Now, they start traveling and moving on, amen, waiting to hear from the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. They go on one day and they go on 2 days. You have to understand that back in Bible time, they traveled by foot or either wagon or by animal. And so they did not cover long distances, but in 3 days, it can be quite a distance from home.
Yes.
So the Bible says in the process of their journey, amen, that Isaac speaks up. Isaac, no doubt, he didn't know how willing he was going to be in this whole thing.
All right.
Amen. The Bible says that Isaac speaks up and said, Dad.
All right, come on now.
I see the fire.
Yeah. All right, come on.
I see the knife.
Yeah.
I see the wood.
All right.
But where is the sacrifice?
Yeah. All right. Preach, preach.
I can imagine Abraham's out looking right at him.
All right.
But he didn't tell him that.
All right.
My God. Abraham was exercising his faith in a faithful God.
All right.
Hallelujah. A God that can make a way out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Does anybody believe that today? Let me see your hand real quick. Anybody had a situation you didn't know how it was going to work out, but somehow it worked out? And when you look back at it, you said, I never thought it would have worked that way. I never thought it would have come to pass that way. But God knows how to do it. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that they go on. And Abraham tells Isaac, he says, son, God is going to prepare himself a sacrifice.
All right.
Glory to God. You got to understand, amen, once again, the faith of Abraham. Now, God has spoken to him to offer up his son, to kill his son. That's what he's telling him today. But years ago, he told him that through this son, your seed is going to be blessed.
All right.
Now, how is he going to be blessed if he's dead?
All right.
But the word tells us, amen, and gives us an inclination at the faith of Abraham.
All right.
Because in the book of Hebrews, it tells us that Abraham believed that God would be able to raise him from the dead.
All right.
That's why, amen, in his heart, he proceeded to do what God had called him to do.
All right.
The Bible says they reached a certain place and he built an altar. Well, let me back up just for a moment. They got pretty close to the place, and Abraham tells his two servants, look at his faith in action. He said, you guys stay right here. Me and my son is going to go over here and worship and return. Come on now. If that is not faith in God, he believes in God is going to do something. Because he said, we're going to go and worship and return. He didn't say, we're going to go worship and I ain't going to return. He said, we're going to go worship and we are going to return. Glory be to God. The Bible says that when they get to a certain place, that Abraham, he gets the wood and he prepares him an altar. And I want you to understand, amen, how God can work beyond our imagination. We cannot imagine a teenager being subdued by a man that is over 100 years old. Y'all come on here now. Because we don't have no resistance from Isaac that is recorded. Glory to God, he was a willing vessel, amen, in this whole, amen, event. The Bible says that after the altar was built, that Abraham bound up Isaac. Glory be to God. Can you imagine him approaching his son, looking him in the eye, and knowing, I got the lamb on an altar, and I got the knife in my hand, where I'm going to kill him on the altar, because God has told me to do it. But in the back of my mind, God has told me he's going to bless me through him. Don't know how he's going to work it out, but I'm going to yield to his command. The Bible says he takes his son, glory to God, lays him down on the altar. You've got to imagine what is going through Isaac's mind, because he laid on that altar of wood, and I believe that he was familiar with the sacrificial procedure. So he laid down on the altar, and all the time God is working, amen, in the heart of Abraham. Look at here, and Abraham have already killed him in his heart. Come on here, y'all go with me now. Abraham have already killed his son in his heart, because he's got him on the altar. Glory to God, he's got him on the altar, and his son is laying down there, no doubt looking up at him in a bewildered state of mind. And his daddy draws the knife back, getting ready to slay his son. But because Abraham had faith in a God that is faithful, when he drew the knife back, God said, that's it. That's enough. That's enough. You're going far enough. You're going far enough. Now I know. I know what you'll do for me. Glory be to God. And let me know, saints of God, that sometime God may call us to do some peculiar things. Huh? Don't dismiss them all. I know when we come up in church and it was kind of crazy, we would dismiss it and say, "Ah, that ain't the Lord. That ain't the Lord." But the Lord told him to kill his son.
All right, preach.
He had him on the altar. He had the knife drawn back. But God says, "That's all right. I know now." There's a ram over there in the bush.
There you go.
To get the ram.
All right.
Go get the ram.
All right.
To offer him up.
All right.
But we read, amen, once again, share with you that in the book of Hebrews.
All right.
I think the 19th chapter where it says, accounting that God was able to raise him up.
Raise him up.
So he had already killed him in his heart.
All right, man.
In his heart, he already killed Isaac. Yes. Glory to God. It's a done deal because God said, do it. Yes. And he's a faithful God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I've got faith in a faithful God. Yes. That's my message for you today. Put your faith in a faithful God.
Yes.
Amen. A God that is able.
Yes.
A God that is a rewarder.
All right.
My God. Do we know what a reward is?
Yes.
All right. A rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
How many today, and don't raise your hand, are diligently seeking the Lord?
All right.
And I told you, I gave you a definition of that word in the beginning. It means honestly and sincerely and energetically seeking the Lord.
All right.
Seeking the Lord.
All right.
What do you have me to do, Lord?
Yeah.
Here I am.
All right.
Glory to God. I'm available. You know, sometimes we sing all of these songs and they sound so good. We put music to them. We put any number of instruments to them and they just sound so good. There's a song that they sang sometimes. I said, Lord, I'm available to you. Are we? But that music has us feeling good.
Yeah.
But then God says, come here. You say, who, me?
Come on, preach.
You done told him you was available. Now he's calling. You want to know me?
All right, preach now. All right.
Hallelujah.
My God, but we've got to get past the song. Songs are beautiful. Don't misunderstand me.
Right.
I don't think it's anybody in here love to sing more than I do.
All right.
But you got to be careful what you're saying.
Yes,
oh, you ought to be careful.
Yeah.
Not just caught up in the music.
All right.
But when you hear the words.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen. I was telling them the other night, you know, when the choir sang that song, that God is an awesome God.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, it's not one of them foot stomping songs that we used to sing, you know, back in the day, and folk felt like you didn't have, won't have in church if you didn't sing one of them songs and nothing like that. Don't sing about 10 of them, you know, when you have in church. But you say, God is an awesome God. And you let those words saturate your mind. That God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His love has to be awesome.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
Because of the way I am, and he still loves me.
All right.
I'm getting personal now. Say, I know you've been good.
Preach.
And I know you've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's, made all your W's right, and all of that stuff. See, I didn't do that. I turned in some papers, my T's won't cross. I turned in some papers, some letters were left out. That's why I know he's an awesome God.
Yes.
I know his love is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
come
Jesus.
On now.
Glory to God. That's why I put my faith in a faithful God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. David said in one of his songs, when my mother and father forsake me,
all right.
God will pick me up.
Right.
Jesus. Amen. And David, I don't believe he was necessarily talking when he says forsake me in terms of his parents just deserting him.
Right.
Amen. But sometimes death takes our parents away.
All right.
Glory to God. When death takes our parents away, he says, God will lift me up.
All right.
Because God is eternal.
Yes.
God can't lie and he can't die. Ah, oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let me try to stay calm. Yeah, I've been calm so long. Let me close it out being calm. Amen. But I'm encouraging you today. Many of you here today, we put our faith in things that let us down.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yes.
And they continue to let us down, and we continue to put our faith in them.
Yes. Yes.
Hmm? Can I talk to the young girls just for a moment?
Yes.
The young single ladies, can I talk to you just for about however long it takes?
Yes.
Huh?
Go ahead.
You keep putting your faith in that fellow, and he done let you down 7 times already. Hello? When you gonna learn? Why you let him call you back? Have your number changed and don't give it to him. Huh? Why he keep calling? He keep calling because you keep answering. Huh? Can I help you? Put your faith in God.
Yes.
Say, look, I know you don't want to hear this, but say, Lord, I'll just be a missionary for you. If you don't send me nobody, I'll just try to win souls to you.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Because when I get to heaven, if I don't have a husband on my resume, if I got some souls on my resume.
Yes. All right.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear that. Yes. Y'all want a husband, I know. I know you want a husband. And God will give it to you, you know, in his own time. But if there are souls on your resume,
all right,
glory be to God. People that you have impacted by your testimony,
all right,
by your lifestyle,
all right,
people who have changed because they observe how you were going in and coming out.
All
if
right.
That's on your resume, yeah. Hallelujah, that is much greater.
Amen.
That is much greater. Huh? Than anything else you could have on your resume.
Yes.
I'd say to all of us today, some of us, we think we, you don't think we reached the age, we can't do nothing. I tell you, Abraham was over 100 years old when he took that boy up on the mountain and offered him up. He was 100 when he conceived him. And so now several years have gone by, and Abraham is 100 plus. And he's up on the mountain with his teenager. Huh? Can you imagine a teenager and a man 115 years old who gonna win? I ain't getting on no altar. No, you ain't putting me on no, Dad. Uh-huh. No, you don't have to live for the Lord without me. But Isaac surrendered.
Yeah.
Isaac surrendered. To tell us that symbolically, that's a symbol of Christ's surrender. How he willingly laid down his life. Jesus said on one occasion, no man takes my life. I lay it down. Glory to God. They came after one time, going to take it, and Jesus spoke. And a number of them just fell back just when he spoke. And when they got up, Jesus said, now who are you looking for? It's with them. Kind of scared to say it, you know, ain't no, what, they gonna fall back again or not. But Jesus, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. You coming out here with your spears and swords? So I was in the temple teaching. Why didn't you come up in the temple and get me? Why you gonna come out here then and be so vicious? With your spears and swords and things. Why are you coming with that? I was in the temple. But we serve a faithful God. Will you stand with me today? Will you stand just for a moment? Faith in a faithful God. Abraham exercised his faith. Amen. When it looked like it was contrary to what the Lord had said. God just said, I'm going to bless you through this child. And now years later, God, the blessing have not come to fruition through the child. But God says, take him up and offer him. But Abraham believed God. A song I heard one time that said, I don't know how he's going to fix it. I don't know when he's going to do it. He said, but all I know, God's going to make a way. Huh? All I know, he's going to make a way for me. I don't know how he's going to do it. It's not up to me to know. Thank you, Jesus. Quick illustration. When I was under my dad's care at home, I didn't know how dad was feeding me. I didn't care. Come on now. As a child, I didn't care. All I know is when I went to the table, it was food. I won't sit around words. I don't want to make them get groceries. Man, I don't know, playing climbing trees, playing house with my sister, all of this stuff. When supper time come, meal time come, come just sit down at the table. Oh, word. Lord, God wants us to have that kind of faith with him.
Man.
Hallelujah. God wants us to put that kind of confidence in him, that regardless of what's going on in my life, at the appointed time, God is going to work it out.
Yes, yes.
God will fix it. Oh, bless his name. As we stand here today, I want you to put your faith in the Lord. Put your faith in a faithful God. A God that won't let you down. His plan may not be your plan, but the word says he wants to give you an expected end. Huh? He wants to give you an end, amen, that is for a child of God. See, we don't always know, amen, what is best for us. But the Lord knows what's best for us.